This morning, I want to take a few minutes. Holy Ghost got things in store he wants to do. This morning, are you ready? And we want to settle some things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And hallelujah. I want to talk about a sent word that will not, that won't fail. A sent word that won't fail nor lie. A sent word. What kind of word?
Sent.
A sent word. When health is failing, we can see that people are failing with the help. People are failing in their relationship with one another. Marriage are failing. Money are failing. People are failing in finances. People are failing in their commitment. People are failing in business. People are failing. But we have a sent word. God is not a failure. You, how many we have in here born again? You know it. Let me see your hand. So just got a few in here born again. Well, I see why we got a problem. We have to get the rest of y'all born again. I'm going to ask again, how many in here that we have that's born again? You know it. You know it. You know, your hands tell me something. You ain't quite convinced. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so maybe I need to back up and do some convincing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm born again, and I know it. I say I'm born again, and I know it. Hallelujah. It ain't how I feel. It's not what I done yesterday, but the commitment I made when I believed with my heart and said it with my mouth. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. Why'd I ask that question? Because God has some things in this hour that he wants to impart. He wants to impart to you that you can step up to another level in your walk of faith with him. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So Isaiah 55, 10, 11, and 12 is our text where we begin. For the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but waters the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud. That it may do what? Give seed to the sower. And what else? If you got seed and you got bread, you can live.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we know that in the springtime, the farmer is out there doing what? He's tilling that soil so he can get the seed in the earth. Am I right? What are they doing right now? They're harvesting what that seed has brought forth. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Verse 11 says, now this is what verse 10 said. Verse 11 says, so shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. I'm going to read that again. It says in verse 10, as the rain cometh down and give what? As the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither. And it doesn't return. But it does what? Waters the earth. In the other word, it wets the ground, put moisture in the ground. And something about putting moisture in the ground makes what's in the ground come up. Anybody ever sowed in the seed and it stayed dry? Nothing showed up until some rain. Hello? He said, so shall my word be, verse 11. So shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void. God don't have any. God doesn't have any void words. All of his words is filled with himself. And every promise of his in him is what? Yes and amen. So it shall not return to me void, but shall do what? Accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. It shall do what? Prosper. Hallelujah. So, we as believers want to bring forth the goodness of God in manifestation in our lives in these last days like we have never seen it before. People have strange ideas about God. Hello? They say, they hear us say one thing, then they see us do another. But God said, every word that comes from me will not return void, but it shall accomplish that which I please and prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Amen? Amen? And this is what happened. For ye shall go out with joy. Why? Why do you go out with joy? Because you feel with all God's goodness, a word that says, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. I'm the Lord God, I teach you how to prosper. Hallelujah. I mean, we've got a whole book of God's promises. And he said this word, now watch it. For so shall my word be that go forth. So it's, for ye shall go forth with joy and be led forth with what? Peace. Why you have peace? Because your trouble is gone. The mountain and the hill shall do what? Break forth before you into singing. I mean, when you're so full of peace and got so much joy that the mountain, you look at them, they break forth into, and the hills break forth into singing. Wow. And then the trees of the field shall do what? Now, when they do some clapping, you know you're in pretty good company. Amen. What is God saying? Children, I've given you everything. I want you to learn how to take possession of what I have given you in the last days to do my work. You know, when you're loaded and when you're full of wisdom with the loaded wealth that you have, God can use you in a mighty way. But most people are struggling trying to believe that God will pay the light bill. Y'all ain't talking to me too well. But God wants you not, now listen to me. God not only wants you to pay your light bill, he wants you to buy somebody a house. But your thinking got to get from, I don't have it, I can't do it, until he has sent me a word that promised me he will do more than I can expect. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, how? Exceedingly abundantly above all that you can what? Ask or think. Hallelujah. So, he knew Adam messed up the plan for humanity. That's why men are still struggling. They don't know that the second Adam had fixed it all. Grace had put it together. And what he wants us to learn how to do is trust Holy Spirit and the word of God that he sent. And we can walk and live on this earth above and beyond all of Satan's tricks, plans, and schemes to fail you. But do you hear what I said? I mean, live above it. Just, you can live like he's not on the earth. But we're struggling with somebody's religious idea. Somebody's false prophecy. Y'all ain't talking to me too good. Some religious idea somebody told you that you couldn't make it. Idea that talked to you about who you are in the flesh rather than telling you who you are in the spirit. I'm more than a conqueror. Say that. I'm so far being more than a conqueror. Say it. Until I can't be conquered. And I won't be. Did you hear what you just said? Hallelujah. The God I serve, the God I worship, the God I believe in won't let me fail. Why? Because there's no failure in him, and he didn't put any failure in me. Whew. Hallelujah. Because there's no failure in me, I refuse to fail. Hallelujah. He sent me his word and told me, we're going to talk about this in a minute. He sent me his word and told me. I believe him. Is he your daddy? Is God your father? Why you listen to outside sources? Why you listen to liars? Jesus said in the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John, Satan is a liar, the father of it. And when he speaks, he's lying every time he opens his mouth. Hallelujah. That's what he said, didn't he? Glory to God. A sent word, Psalm 107, a sent word. Psalm 107, he sent his word and did what? Y'all read it. He sent his word and did what? And what? From what? So why are you failing? We are not failure. You need to tell yourself every morning, look yourself in the... And look at yourself in the mirror. Say, look at your successful self. Amen. I'm going out to make something happen good today. Because success is all in me, all around me. And whatever I put my hands to do, it prosper. Are y'all listening to me? He sent his word. And he healed me. So when affliction comes, sickness come, pain come, all these things. What do you do? Do you give in and start talking about what you feel and what you're going through? Are you going to talk to answer? I wouldn't be standing here today if I hadn't taken the word of God. Because see, he told me, can we talk? He told me, I don't know what he told you. I heard what he said. He said, Jimmy, the number of your days I will fulfill.
All right, come on.
Your prosperity, if you believe me, I'll not give it to another. What I call you to do, no one can make you fail. You're the only one. Tell yourself this morning, I am not a failure.
I am not a failure.
What God called me to do,
I will do it.
I have the wisdom
and
the knowledge
and
the ability
to do it
without stress
and
unrest. I'm full of peace
and
joy
is my strength.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So he sent his word and healed me and made me strong. And I'm telling you, as you look at me, and you know people can get the idea, but that's the reason why I don't live by the opinion of people. I'm getting stronger every day. What you want, what God had given you, I was telling them back in the office, what God had given you, if you're not willing to fight for it, you ain't gonna have it.
That's right.
I'm a fighter. I don't know who you are. I say I'm a fighter.
Yeah.
You said, what are you saying? Because he told me, he said, fight the good fight of faith. Didn't he say it?
Yeah.
I'm a fighter.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I've had things said to me and about me. I'm still here.
Amen.
I'm getting stronger every day. I'm coming back.
Hallelujah.
Like you never seen a comebacker.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God had given his word in written form, and he sent his word in living flesh. I'm going to say that again. God has given his word in written form. That is. He sent his word in living flesh. Jesus. What did Jesus do? Did he fail at anything he set out to do? Let me read you what he said, what God said about it. Peter went to the Gentiles, people. Peter was sent. Matter of fact, the angel told Cornelius to send to Joppa and find Peter and bring him. And so Peter was sent for, and when he got there, you can read the whole story, but I'm just going to read a portion to show you what a sent word is, what a sent word would do. Hallelujah. And this is, I'm reading this from the King James, Acts 10:36, where I began. Acts 10:36. And the word of the Lord, and the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, and the word which God sent unto the children of Israel. So God sent his word. Preaching peace, what did he preach? Preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He's Lord of all. Not half, he's Lord of all. Everything I am, everything I ever do, Jesus is Lord of all. That word, I say, ye know, which were published throughout all Judea and beginning from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God, who did? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Not only was he anointed with the Holy Ghost, he had power. Hallelujah. Now watch what happened. Anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing what did he do? He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So somebody say, it's not God's will to heal everybody. I don't know how you can, I don't know how they can read that scripture and come up with such a crazy answer. When you see Jesus, what do you see? When you see Jesus, what did you see? What did they see when they saw Jesus? They saw God in action. He was in flesh, the will of God in action. Hallelujah. And look what Peter said. And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of where? The land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, who they slew and hanged on a tree. That's what they did. They thought they were getting rid of Jesus. They thought they were taking him out, and Satan thought, if I could kill him, I'll be done with this problem. He calling me some kind of problem. People being healed, people being saved, people being delivered, people being fed, and people being taught, and they are seeing the goodness of God. And when he got the opportunity to take him out, he thought he was done with Jesus. That's what he thought. But only that's when his trouble began. Hallelujah. He said, give me that back at one more verse, one more time. To verse 39, but I believe it's one. And we are witnesses. What are we? We are witnesses. That's what Peter said. We are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. They killed him. That they thought. They didn't know they were falling right into the hand of God. Now listen to the next verse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Him, God, raised up the third day and showed him how openly, when done in the corner, hallelujah, showed him openly. Thank you, Jesus. Keep going. I may have stopped there, but keep going. Not to all the people, but unto witnesses, chosen before God, even unto us. See, he's preaching to the Gentile people. They never heard this before. Who did eat and drink with us after he rose from the dead? When Jesus got up, hell shook. That devil shook like he never shook before. That was a shaking because something had taken place in the earth realm, in the realm of the spirit among mankind, never have happened before. Hallelujah. And Peter said, but we're witnesses chosen before God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. This ain't something we just imagine. We ate with him. We went a fishing. And we didn't catch anything. Are y'all listening? This is what the scripture says. We went fishing. And they didn't know who it was. Then he said, children, have you any meat or bread? It's no. He said, cast your net on the other side. Didn't he say it? And said they caught a multitude of fish, and John told Peter, said, it's the Lord. It's the Lord. That's what he said. And Peter didn't have any clothes on, so he had to jump up and get a robe and tie it around himself. Amen? Amen. And when they got to the bank and got all the fish, they said it was 152 fishes. And when they got to the bank, he had coals, fish cooking on the fire. They ate with him, what I'm trying to get you to see. They ate with him after. And this was after his resurrection. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. After he was raised from the dead. Now watch this. I got to go on a little further. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give me the next verse, 42. And he did what? Commanded us to do what? Preach unto the people. See, Peter had a problem with the mixed people, which were the Samaritan, and he had a problem with the Gentile, which was another nationality of people. He had a problem, but Jesus showed in that vision, he fell in a trance and he saw that sheep come down, and all the what he called unclean, he recognized these were the people that I got to go preach to. And so, and Peter had got the revelation that I'm supposed to preach. Boy, when we're going to get the revelation, we're supposed to preach to white people and Hispanic and all the other people. That's why I stopped calling our church a black church. Yeah, you know black church. Y'all, this is so quiet on me. You are not no black church. Stop calling yourself black church. You're the church. Your body may be in a black skin, but you're the church. Hello, somebody. See, you leave the door open for Satan to bring opposition. You need to close the door. I'm called to preach to everybody. That's why you don't see too many white people here, because that's what's been going around. This gospel, what I'm preaching, for everybody. Amen. Y'all might as well say amen. Well, you say amen, no, it's the truth. And I'm obligated by the Holy Ghost, the Lord Jesus Christ, to preach to all people. Hallelujah. They have a right to be saved just like anybody else. And we keep on reminiscing of what they've done in the past. You'll never get out of, you'll never get to your future. You keep living in the past. Y'all, hallelujah. Y'all, do y'all hear what I'm saying? And we know that stuff they done was wrong. How much, I guess you didn't do nothing wrong. When you opened your mouth, you were wrong because you didn't say the right thing. But here we are. The Holy Ghost sent Peter to the Gentiles and said, you go preach to them. I'm commanding you to preach to the people. Hallelujah. And to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of who? The quick and the dead, the living and the dead. And if you're not born again, you're dead. That's why I ask, and you should be sure of that and shouldn't be ashamed of it. But most people, they're ashamed because they think about what they did yesterday. It's the day that I made Jesus the Lord of my life change everything for me. And what I do in between, that the blood got me covered. Are y'all listening to me? I don't practice sin, but when I do sin, I got a remedy to get rid of sin. Sinners practice sin. I practice righteousness. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. What do you practice every day? Do you go out on purpose to sin and cheat people and lie, steal and half work on your job? You need to wake up. You need to represent the kingdom of God like you should. I'm a faithful, obedient child of God. Amen. I don't look for crack holes to get in to do wrong. Hallelujah. My nature been changed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to make a statement here. He sent his word. That's what Isaiah. 55 and 10 say he sent his word. This is verse 11. He sent his word and did what? No, this is, I'm trying to quote Psalm 107, verse 20. So shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. That's what he said, didn't it? It shall not return to me void, but it shall do what? It shall accomplish that which I please and prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. I'm going to make a statement. Hallelujah. God's word is the sure foundation and the bedrock of everything. I'm going to say it again. God's word is the sure foundation and the bedrock of everything. He is, and everything he will do, or whatever he has done. He will make it good to you when you receive it by faith. What God has said cannot fail, cannot ever be found to be a lie or untrue. If he said it, he will do it. Now look, look at Ephesians. Give me Ephesians. I was going to turn that. But give me Ephesians 1:4. Look what he said. He said in verse 3, who had blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places where? In Christ Jesus. And verse 4 said, according, listen, look now. According as he has what? Chose us in him when? When did he choose you? Before there was any world, any earth, anything that you see, he chose you. Now, where are you? Sitting right here in this earth where he chose you to be. He chose you before the foundation of the world. That we should be how? Holy. Without blame. He chose us. Are you holy? Are you without blame? If you feel like you're blame, come on up here. Or let's take you through the word and let you get born again. Because it'll change everything. He said it before the foundation of the world. And here you sit right here. It is the bedrock. It is the sure foundation, the bedrock of everything that he is and everything he will do. Or what he's done. And he will make it good to you when you believe what he said. You say, well, I'm so poor and broke that you telling me you hadn't believed God. You talked around about God. When you believe God, God will do what he said. God is not scared for you to have money. God is not insecure about you having a lot of things. Why would he be when he owns everything? Yo, why would he be? Why would you sit here intimidated by the circumstances around you and trying to figure out in your head how you're going to make it when you can believe with your heart and trust God and he'll show you that he's already made it for you? He's just called things to happen in your life. He's called increase to get on you. And you'll say, my God, this stuff that's coming so easy. And where you're trying to get, you're struggling trying to make it. He wants to turn your thinking, your believing, your trust in what you do. He wants to turn it around and let you know, I have made it for you. Will you trust my word? Will you trust me? Will you yield to me? Will you obey me? And will let me do what I know to do. when you trust me. You know what we have? You know what we have? You know what we have? We have a problem of trusting God. We won't do it ourselves. Huh? That's what we won't do. And we have made such a big mess out of our lives. You know, and we get a few dollars, we think we got it made, and they look around because we didn't get no wisdom with it, and it's gone, it's blown, and we back in the same ditch we was in. Come on.
Amen.
But when you get the wisdom of God, and when you trust him and say, I'll do what you say. I won't call it my money. I'll say it's what you bless me with. It's yours at your command. I won't say that I'm so full of faith that I can do whatever I want to do. I say it's your faith you have given me to do what you want to do with me. Are y'all listening to me? I won't talk apart from God. I talk with him. I say what he says. If he say this about me, I say that's who I am. He say I can do this, I'll tell people this is what I can do. If he say I'm strong, you won't hear me going around saying I'm so weak. I don't know what I'm going to do. I already made my decision. I'm going to stay, confess, and hold fast and say what God says about me, to me. And I'm going to tell people who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a wealthy man. I'm a healthy man. I'm strong. Amen. I'm full of courage. I'm bold as a lion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is my strength. That's what he said. So I'm going to say it. I'm blessed. I'm not going to speak curses on myself. Hallelujah. So, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When we understand these things, see what most people, what we've been trained to do in the past, a lot of us, and we have to learn how to separate the different. And we think because we can come together and get emotional, you know, we think everything is fine. Wow. Without having a plan and a purpose behind what we do. See, emotion is all right, but it won't last.
Right.
But when you got a plan, you pursue that. And you pursue it, and it's true and it's working. It'll work whether you're emotional or not.
Amen.
I welcome emotion, but when it's going to lead me on a tangent, I don't follow it. Y'all ain't talking to me too well. But I'm telling you, God wants, let me just tell you this. God wants you to get some money in your pocket. I'm going to say it again because y'all didn't get it. God wants you to get some money in your pocket. He is tired, if I can say it like that. I don't know if God get tired or not. Of you walking around broke calling yourself a child of God. You can't even pay your light bill. Y'all ain't, anyway. I'm telling you, blessing is sitting in this house, in this room, ready to jump on you and take you, and you keep pushing up. You say, how in the world I do with your unbelief, with your disobedience, with your distrust? You need to say, yes, Lord, you said it. It's true. And I'm pursuing it. I believe it. And I'm going to do it. I'm doing it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give me 1 Kings. I guess I'm getting close to closing down. 1 Kings 8:56. 1 Kings, listen what it says. I'm still in the King James Version. Bless the Lord that has rest, that has given rest unto his people Israel. Ooh. See, God want to give you rest. Israel was in slavery. You know that, don't you? And he finally got them out of the land of Egypt. He got them across the Red Sea. And when they got across the Red Sea and they were going into the land, he promised them Canaan land. There were peoples all up in that land. And as long as Israel obeyed, God got to move those people out. They couldn't stay because they drove them out. But watch what happened. Blessed be the Lord that has given rest unto his people Israel according to all that he promised. That has not what? Failed one word of all of his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. How many? Not one. Do y'all hear what? This before we enter into the new covenant. You got a new covenant established upon better promises. You got the life of God on the inside of you. So much that God called you his sons and his daughters. God said, you are my child. You are mine. You are just like me. And what Moses said to them, what God, and every word he spoke, he said, not one word failed. Not one word, not one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. Not one of them failed. What about Jesus? What about Jesus? He's your Savior. He said, what I do, you can do. He said it, didn't he? Didn't he say it? The works I do, you can do. You know, Jesus was so wealthy. Y'all think about this. Jesus was so wealthy that he had a thief over the money. And he couldn't steal enough for the rest of them not to recognize he was stealing. He had a thief over the money, and he couldn't steal enough without the rest of them recognizing that he was stealing the money. That's how wealthy Jesus was. Money came to him, just like the anointing was on him. To get people healed, can I talk to you a minute? Like the anointing that was on Jesus to get people healed and to feed them and do, the anointing was on Jesus to get money too. Do you think he howled that anointing up and kept it away from you when you joined the kingdom of God? Do you think he howled it up and said, no, I'm not going to let him have this anointing here? No, you are anointed to get money. Just like you are anointed to walk in divine health. He wants you to stop thinking, stealing, and cheating, and start believing and trusting and giving. And receiving. And watch people bring you stuff. Watch you come into things you never thought of. Hallelujah. Watch you come into thing that you never dreamed that it was yours. Hello, somebody. And they ask you how you do it. You have to say, the Lord did it. I believed him. I trust him. And then they'll say, I want your Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God can't fail. What God cannot fail. 2 Kings 5:14. God can't fail. Here was a king, what was his name, Naaman, that had the leprosy. Now watch this. I'm going to read this to you. Kings 5:14. Well, let me tell you just a little of the story, and I'm going to read the verse. Hallelujah. Naaman was not a Jew, but he had a little Jewish girl working for his wife. And they were doing everything, trying to get Naaman healed, and Naaman just, and she said, my Lord, told his wife, and my Lord, if he could get to the prophet, he will heal him. He will get healed. So finally, Naaman said that he would go. And when he got there, Elijah sent a word to him and told him, now go dip 7 times in the river Jordan and you'll come clean. Hello? You'll be healed of your leprosy. So he got, they didn't even come out to see him. Just sent a word to him. Boy, he got mad. He said, and his servant was, it's good to have some wise people around you, isn't it? It's good to have some people. His servant said, now, my Lord, if he had told you to go dip in this river because that was other and that, something, and you would have done that. He said, but now tell me, how hard is it to just go dip in the river of Jordan? How hard is it? He said, well, man, you're right. You're right. So this is what the scripture says. Then he went down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. God won't break his covenant, nor will he lie. His flesh came clean. What if God tell you? I remember the first time. I'm going to show you, and I'm closing. And whatever the Lord say from there, we'll do. I remember the first time I was driving. I was going hunting. That's where I was going to head down. I was headed to South Mississippi, to Bone. Oh, I said, Jimmy, I want you to have a revival of money. I said, yeah. He said, yeah. He said, I want you to give the first 10,000. And that's when I like to, you know. I was driving, and, you know, Lord, I guess he knew what he was doing. But anyway, I said, what? I said, well, I'm going to get 10,000. He said, you know. Because I didn't have it in my checking account. That's why I was trying to hold him to. He knew what I was trying to hold him to my checking account. I didn't have that kind of money in my checking account. He said, you know. I said, well, it'll go away. You know, I kept driving, it'll go away. That's what I was hoping. And so I drove down and I had got my honey in, went back home. And believe it or not, it came up again. So I got home. I said, maybe by the time I get home, it'll all blow over, you know. I got home and it got stronger. So, you know, I never done anything like this before. And so can you imagine? It kind of gets you nervous when you don't want to obey God. That was my problem. I didn't want to obey. So I wanted to give him all the excuses why I couldn't obey. So when I finally said yes, all the pressure left. All the pressure left. I said, okay, you tell me how to do it. He said, go get two big trash cans. That's why you see those trash cans there. That's another version of that first $10,000 offering I gave. And when he did that, you know, that freed me up in giving. Whatever he tell me to do, I'll do it. Because he know what he's doing. Amen. Some of you, he may be talking to you this morning. You're talking about what you need. I need my house. What have you done about it? What have you done about it? You hoping it fall out the sky? It won't. But if you initiate your faith and say, God, here's the seed. You know what most people guilty of? Eating their seed. I'm not going to say the other part. And because you are not able to distinguish or separate seed from feed, from increase. Anytime God gives you something, he wants you to sow it. When you understand, that's why he said, as what the rain come down and the snow from heaven return not thither, but do what? Water the earth that it may bring forth, and do what? Bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. And God have made all grace abound. This is verse 8 in 2 Corinthians 9. He made all grace abound toward us that we have all sufficient in all things, that we can be generous on every occasion. Why? Because he gives seed to the sower. Can I make a statement here? He gives seed to who? Are you a sower? Are you just an eater? So shall my word be, when it go forth out of my mouth, it will not return to me void, but it shall do what? Accomplish what I sent it to do. That's God's word. I didn't give you the one that God is not a man that he should lie. What is that, 23:19? Let me read that in closing. God is not a man that he should what? Neither son of man that he should repent. Has he said? Shall he not do it? Has he spoken? Shall he not make it good? That's why you're here today. God want to increase you more and more. I said, God, I want to increase you more and more.